A state lawmaker's proposed bill aims to put a bigger spotlight on a Utah woman who made history. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Every state gets two statues to display at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. Utah's are Brigham Young, who you've heard of, and Philo Farnsworth, an early television pioneer who you might not have heard of. That's why Republican State Senator Todd Weiler thinks it's time to retire the Philo statue.
You know, for me, it's not about Philo, it's about Martha.
That Martha he's referring to is the Martha Hughes Cannon, a turn-of-the-century Utahn who was the first woman to serve in a state senate. A physician, she also founded the state's health department and wrote many of the state's early sanitation laws.
Even though she was a polygamist, she was a feminist of her day. And she actually traveled to Chicago and some other conferences and defended, in an academic way, defended polygamy as a feminist right, you know. So she's a very intriguing, interesting person.
Weiler is sponsoring a bill next session to switch out Philo Farnsworth for Martha Hughes Cannon. He says Utah wouldn't be the first state to do a swap, and the timing's right.
There's been a big push in Utah over the past several years to get more women to run for political office. And here's a woman who ran for political office and beat her own husband, you know, 120 years ago.
Weiler won't be asking taxpayers to foot the cost of a new bronze either. If the bill passes, he says he'd work with community groups to raise money to fund the artwork and transportation to deliver Martha Hughes Cannon to Washington. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.